Welcome to Eastern Promises, the latest and greatest music coming from Atlantic Canada. I'm your host, Donald Roberge, here on CJLO 1690 AM on the radio dial and at CJLO.com. We're coming live from our studios on Sherbrooke Street West in Montreal, and I just played the latest track by St. John's, Newfoundland and Labrador folk duo, Quote the Raven. That's a single called Back in Spring. Perfectly fitting for this time of year, a time where playoff hopes abound, a time where the smell of a spring election is in the air, and where summer festivals begin to drop their lineups. And there are a lot of festivals with a lot of lineups. So I'll be taking you through that this hour, giving you a sense of who you can catch and where. I'll also be coming, I'll be playing some more tracks from East Coast Music Award nominated musicians, because that'll be taking place on May the 8th. And of course, new music and a concert announcement or two. So let's get to it. Here's brand new music from one of my favorites. This is PEI's The Burning Hell, with the name of a song only they could come up with. This is Bottle of Chianti, Cheese, and Charcuterie Board.
I ran into Jason. He introduced himself like we were friends, but I couldn't place after the divorce. Let my gym card lapse, stop going to the golf course. I made a new friend at the marina there. She was into history and Renaissance fairs. She showed me a collection of authentic medieval swords. We had a bottle of Chianti, cheese and charcuterie board.
CJ Lowe is putting on a show. On Friday, April 4th, join us at Maison Montreal for a show celebrating our brand new folk music programming month, New Roots. With sets by local artists Girl With Dream, Hanako, and Holly McLaughlin, you won't want to miss this night of intimate singer-songwriter performances. Tickets are on sale now. For more information, check out CJLO on Instagram at CJLOMTL and at CJLO.com.
The Go-Go Radio Magic Show. Every Friday night from 6 to 8 on CJLO. Tune in. Turn on. Freak out.
Welcome back to Eastern Promises, where we're playing the music of Atlantic Canada here on CJLO 1690 AM radio and at CJLO.com. I'm Donald Roberge, and before the break, you heard the song Confidence Lodge by Bay Verte, New Brunswick's John McHale from his 2011 record Tonka War Cloud. McHale will be part of a contingency of East Coast talent making their way to Guelph, Ontario's Hillside Summer Festival, which is taking place from July 18th to the 20th. Other Atlantic Canadian acts will be hitting the stage there include Nova Scotia singer-songwriter Adam Baldwin, PEI post-punk trio Absolute Losers, Newfoundland indie royalty Tim Baker, and Quote the Raven, who we heard off the top of the show, to name a few. You can check out the full lineup at hillsidefestival.ca. And following that, John McHale will be busy touring the United Kingdom well into September with none other than The Burning Hell, who we heard before him. They played their song Bottle of Chianti, Cheese, and Charcuterie Board from their brand new record called Ghost Palace. They had a whirlwind tour of Australia and New Zealand at the end of last year, and they'll be all over Europe this spring and summer, though they will be flying back for a few shows in Canada in places like Picton and Peterborough, Ontario, as well as at the Nest Creek Music Festival in Saskatoon. You can find their tour dates at theburninghell.com, while their new album can be found on the major streaming platforms. They're an in-demand band with a loyal following, and I hope they will find the time to make an appearance in Montreal to promote Ghost Palace in the near future. So here's a band that'll be in Montreal this week, or at least the Montreal area. I'll tell you about that after, but these are the Hey Babies with Maringouin.
Tu es les maringouins. Garde les rues, c'est la seule technique.
That was the song Centuries, new music by Halifax band Newbridge from their debut record Past Lives, which was released on March 29th. They're made up of five Halifax area music veterans who have played from everyone from Miles Goodwin to Sturgill Simpson, and Newbridge came together due to a common love for roots music and Americana, even going so far as to record Past Lives at the fabled Creative Workshop Studio in Nashville, Tennessee. That's where artists like Jimmy Buffett, Emmylou Harris, and Roy Orbison also recorded. If you're in the PEI, you can catch them on April 18th, where they'll be sharing a bill with Charlottetown singer-songwriter Liam Corcoran. That'll be at Charlottetown's Trailside Music Hall. Tickets for that can be found at trailsidemusichall.ca. And before that, I played the song Maringouin by New Brunswick's Les Hay Babies. That's one. That one's off their 2024 album Teint à Mort, which is nominated for an East Coast Music Award in the Acadian or Francophone Artist of the Year category. Yes, for those wondering, I am aware of the controversies regarding the East Coast Music Association at the moment, and I am fully on board with those who have dropped their nominations. They do have some soul searching to do, and there will be some bumps on the way, but I have no doubt they'll get to where they deserve to be as an inclusive, pertinent, and transparent entity that reflects Atlantic Canada's ever-changing musical landscape. That being said, I believe it's still an honor to be nominated and will continue to draw attention to artists who've been recognized by this storied institution. So, Les Hay Babies, ECMA nominees, will be performing on Wednesday night, April the 2nd, in support of that album at Brossard's Le Club 10-30, that's on the South Shore. But not to worry, if you can't make it to that, they'll be back in Montreal on May the 7th playing at Club Soda. They also have a very busy tour schedule this year, so there's going to be lots of opportunities to catch them. Check out leshaybabies.com for more details. So here's another nominated artist. This is Mi'kma'ki musician Alan Sillaboy and the Thundermakers with Mother Earth's Warning.
Way high, way high, way high, hey! 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 Hear the thunder in the distance, it comes. See the people with their children, see them run. And the ozone we're destroying, feel the heat. Can't you feel the earth move, need your feet? The Mother Earth telling us she's had enough. Are the signs we should be thinking of? Do we heed the warnings, or do we keep destroying? Are we gonna help our mother to survive?
Thank you. of Mother Earth. And if we, the children, caretakers of our mother, keepers of the earth, wind, rain, and fire, don't listen to the pleas of our mother, the heartbeat may soon stop.
Smoking and avoiding all my friends. I should have known them. Down at the bottom, sitting in the car, you left me on the hilltop to mourn along the passing of my friend. I should have known them. I should have. Said it broke your heart to go, but I was in your way. There's nothing left to say. So many lives that all begin this way. A home with a garden, and I'm yours forever, darling. But you wrote the same old story in another woman's bed, just like all the other men. I should have known then.
That was Halifax folk duo Amy Lou Keeler, and Lisa Maria, also known as Mama's Broke, with the song How It Ends. That's off their 2022 album, Narrow Line. Mama's Broke will be part of this year's Sappy Fest in Sackville, New Brunswick. That's their annual music festival. Also includes art, poetry, performance, and other forms of open-hearted expressions, taking place from August the 1st to the 3rd. This is their 20th edition, and judging by their recent first lineup announcement, it should be pretty special. Some of the artists who will be attending are Nicaraguan-Canadian musician Mas Aya, Bri Webb of the Constantines, and Polaris Prize-winning artist Lito Pimienta. Also heading to Sappy Fest this year are the band I played before Mama's Broke. That's Alan Sillaboy and the Thundermakers. That was the song Mother Earth's Warning, a single they released last year. Hailing from the Mi'kma'ki territory, they play an amalgam of rock, jazz, spoken word, experimental music, even spoken word, and they've been a fixture in the Maritimes for a number of years now. They've also been nominated for 4 East Coast Music Awards, including Traditional Release of the Year and Fusion Release of the Year. St. John, New Brunswick artist and musician Night Joey will be helping to raise funds at an event in his home city. I'll tell you more about it on the other side, but in the meantime, here he is with his song, Ozymandias.
I met a traveler from an antique land who said, two vast and trunkless legs of stone stand in the sand. And right behind them, a shattered visage lies. With wrinkled lip, curling frown and piercing eyes. I am Ozymandias, the king of kings. Look upon me, mortal, look at all my things. Nothing beside me ever shall remain. Ozymandias, that was my name. I saw a wreck one time, boundless desert bare. The subtle work betrayed a handiwork of care. The hand that mocked them, the stony heart that fed. Tell of a sculptor who well those passions read. And on the pedestal a simple word appears. I am Ozymandias, the one that you should fear. Look upon my works, ye mighty, and may you despair. For Ozymandias is left in desert bare. Level sands they stretch from far away. Buried in the sands of time, Ozymandias decays. We'll be right back.
Yeah, that was Cradle of Civilization, brand new music by PEI metal band Kratom. That's my little shout out to CJLO's Metal March, where we're celebrating all things loud. And they'll be hitting the stage at the PEI Farm Center in Charlottetown on April the 12th alongside Montreal band Verify and local acts Cell Death, Girls Night, and hardcore band Cut Deep, who will be launching their latest release, Model Citizen, which I highly recommend. Tickets for that are $10, or pay what you can, and according to the organizers, no booze, no drugs, no jerks, no cowards, and please, bring a friend. And before that, you heard the song Ozymandias by St. John, New Brunswick artist Night Joey from his 2024 record In the Night Library. He'll be part of a show happening at Wasted Day Brewery on Water Street in St. John on April the 5th to raise money for Street Team SJ. That's an organization that provides food and necessities for the houseless and the displaced in that city. Local duo Port City Junk, who are organizing it, will be taking stage after Night Joey, and the headliner for the evening will be St. John bass group Wildcard with special guest drummer Warren Beatty. It all goes down at 8 o'clock, and you can find more information by visiting Port City Junk's Facebook page or by emailing them at portcityjunkmail@gmail.com. You're listening to Eastern Promises here on CJLO 1690 AM on the radio dial and at CJLO.com. My name is Donald Roberge. Now, I mentioned Warren Beatty, who is also involved in St. John band Poets and Liars. They'll be participating in this year's edition of the popular Area 506 Festival that's happening from August the 1st to the 3rd. Along with these guys, this is St. John, New Brunswick band The Last Call with Wine Bottles.
Time get lost. The kids are grown up, we have not gotten better with our age. Like fine wine, keep you close to me. Bottles for occasion, broken. About late at night, of a past with no end in sight. There's bottles for occasion, broken, rearrange them. I swear we'll still be around. How we got away. Less and less, we seek more. We seem to find another dream. It's got a lot to say. Friends moved on, couples stayed. We see it all in those old days, babe. It's got a lot to say.
Concordia Relay for Life is going all out for our final event of the year, Petals of Courage. On April 4th, come out to the chapel on Loyola campus for a flower-themed day of friendly competition, community building, and exciting giveaways. From 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., teams will face off in a series of challenges and fun activities, and all proceeds go to the Canadian Cancer Society. You'll also get a free t-shirt, food, and drinks for just $15. Follow at Concordia Relay for more details.
Do you love hip-hop and R&B? Is your Thursday afternoon lacking groove? I'm DJ Samuel D. Roberts, and I got you covered. Listen to my show, Whip Appeal. I'll be playing hip-hop bangers, R&B slow jams, and everything in between from Canada and around the globe to groove up your Thursday afternoon. Listen to Whip Appeal, Thursdays at 2 p.m. CJLO, 1690 AM.
It's a new track by St. John's, Newfoundland and Labrador's Dwayne Andrews and the hot club of Conception Bay called, fittingly, the Conception Bay Singles. They're wrapping up a spring tour in Atlantic Canada, and it's always great to hear new music from them. You can find it on the major streaming platforms. It'll also be on this episode's playlist, which you can find by visiting my show page, Eastern Promises, at cjlo.com, and clicking on the link for my link tree. You can also find it by checking out my Instagram handle at Eastern Promises CJLO. And feel free to follow me while you're at it. Before the break, you heard the song Wine Bottles by St. John, New Brunswick indie rock band The Last Call. That's a single they released late last summer, and they'll be part of this year's Area 506 Festival happening in Uptown St. John. That's going on during New Brunswick's long weekend from August 1st to the 3rd. They recently released their lineup, and joining The Last Call among local acts like Red Cardinal and Poets and Liars are Alexis on Fire, The Arkells, Half Moon Run, and Broken Social Scene. Not bad. You can see who else will be there by visiting area506.ca. So here's more new music from Newfoundland and Labrador. This is the glorious Portuguese-Canadian singer-songwriter Nico Paulo, who recently put out a new EP called Interval O. Here's a song from it. This is Memory 4, Move Like a Flame. That was the latest by St. John's, Newfoundland and Labrador singer-songwriter Nico Paulo. I played the song Memory 4, Move Like a Flame, from her new EP called Interval O, the O being an homage to her Portuguese roots. Those are five songs inspired by meditations and mantras, and the minimalism, besides being quite soothing, is in keeping with Nico Paulo's simple, elegant approach that made her 2023 debut so appealing. So that's it for episode 44 of Eastern Promises. Anne Murray's at the Junos this evening to receive a Lifetime Achievement Award, and I can't believe the only one was certain she hadn't already gotten it. Either way, congratulations to the remarkable Miss Murray. She's as good an ambassador for the Maritimes as you'll find, and let's hope they never remove the large photo of her at the Nova Scotia Visitor Center. Here she is with the 1979 song Shadows in the Moonlight. For Eastern Promises, I'm Donald Roberge. Till next time.
We'll be shadows in the